Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today for the broadcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. We are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And for those who are listening, if you ever want to rehear a broadcast or you've missed something in a series, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there to listen at your convenience at any point in time. Praise God. Well, we've been sharing a message, it's sort of a cliche, a Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. And even though that's sort of humorous, we hear that and we laugh, yet we've all had times in our lives when we felt that was in operation, that you go from one crisis to another. It's kind of like Job, you know, while one messenger was yet speaking, another cometh. And he certainly had everything happen all at once. And yet there was divine purpose and plan in it. Job certainly learned some lessons, but it wasn't just a simple matter of, you know, the thing he feared came upon him. It wasn't just a matter of him not being fearful. There were greater objectives, and God was showing, as he delights to show to the courts of heaven and to demonstrate to all of hell, that he has a people who will love him purely, who will love him sincerely with their whole heart because of who he is, and not because of what he gives us, not because of what he's done for us. He's given us salvation. If he answered no other prayer, how grateful for eternity we would be. However, he is a good and a gracious God, and that is the very thing that I believe lies at the very heart of this besetting or plaguing fear that operates in the lives of man, saved and unsaved, that there's just, you know, we see the devil delights in magnifying scenarios, worst case scenarios that may never occur. We have to have spiritual insight into what is occurring. Well, first of all, we can't spend our time just anticipating bad things. We need to be looking that God is going to bless us, and this requires a mind change. And also, we have to watch our mouth. We cannot confess negatives. There's a brother, a minister I knew, that he actually sat on our sofa, Brother Glass and I, in our home in Tracy, and said he doubted that he would be alive in 5 years. At that point, he was in fine health. Well, you know what? Guess what? That came to pass. So we need to be careful about what we speak out of our mouth, because if we believe and we declare negative things, that law would actually have then power over you. If you know it's on operation, you're actually giving it credence. You're giving it authority. And what is at stake here is the goodness of God. Because, you know, the devil wants us to go that way, just to be fearful and just kind of awaiting the next attack. And then when it happens, well, my goodness, there's emotional devastation. You're, you know, frantically beseeching God. And sometimes as events develop, you can sense that God's really not in control. There's a vague questioning of his love. And then, of course, the devil just dumps on you. It's not only God, it's you. Well, it's your own spiritual lack of understanding. It's your own weakness. It's your own infirmities. And there's just the feelings of defeat, that victim mentality, are magnified. You really become at the mercy of things, that you feel you have no control over events and situations. And beloved, that's not true. There are some situations you don't have control over, but you know what? there's one who does, and his name is Jesus. And so in order to counteract this negativity in our lives, it takes honesty in identifying our fears. And the Word tells us in Psalms, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. So, beloved, how can we overcome this negative mentality, looking at life, at a glass of water, as it's half empty rather than half full? Well, we have to understand that the victory that Jesus has given us is our faith. It's our faith that overcomes the world. God controls events. He does. He will not allow the enemy to test you above what you can bear. He will not allow you to be decimated, to be wiped out. He has given you everything you need in every challenge, in every situation, to be victorious. Also, the Holy Spirit is teaching you and I spiritual truths. He's teaching us godly principles. He is, and again, that's the point. I'm on this broadcast. That's why God's given fivefold ministry, that we can equip the saints, that until we all come, it's a joint process, beloved. We are all coming into the maturity of the faith, unto the stature of the Son of God, of Jesus. You know, years ago, I had a sign that I have on my desk, learn from other people's mistakes. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself. And so it's important, you know, a wise man, it says throughout Proverbs, will learn from others. They will heed counsel. And I truly believe the Holy Spirit is dealing with our deepest fears. He is trying to help us to identify our worst case scenarios. What are the things that the enemy would terrify you with? What are the things? Fear of the future, fear of incapacitation, fear of poverty. Beloved, what I would ask you to do is look at your life, and has God failed you up to this point? God has absolute power. That's the universal dynamic of the universe is the very power of God. He upholds it by the word of his power. Psalm 62:11 said, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. We are to be the children of God. And all creation, now, I mean, we are certainly by faith, by the work of Jesus, but we have to come into that mentality, into that character, that we are absolutely fearless and powerful in the Spirit. The righteous are as bold as a lion, Proverbs says. And so we don't have to shrink and be fearful of what the future may hold for us, but in every challenge, in every situation, we seek the Lord's guidance. And with that, knowing that He is a good God, He's a faithful God, we can actually have a sense of joy and zest and adventure, knowing that He's working everything for our good. He loves us. He loves you, brother and sister, and He is not wanting you to be destroyed. He's not wanting your fears to overwhelm you. And I don't care what the past has been like, beloved, we have a future that is secure in Jesus. As long as we go on to follow the Lord, as long as we don't renounce Him, as long as we don't turn our back upon Him, He is always faithful, because His loving kindness is better than life. Our lips will praise Thee. Thus will we bless Thee while we live. We will lift up our hands in Thy name. Father, I'm asking right now that those who feel that they have been under a curse, under a time where if anything could go wrong and bad, it will. Lord, I take authority over that lie of the enemy. I take authority over that deception, that skillful lie of the enemy to make us feel that our God doesn't care, that our God would abandon us at our greatest time of need. I take authority over lying spirits, and in the name of Jesus, I command them to loose their hold upon the people of God. And Father, I pray for the very spirit of peace, the spirit of faith to arise in their heart, that they shall know, that they shall know, that they shall know that you are for them, and they need not fear anything, for you are with us, Lord. Lord, I just ask for your blessings. I ask for your anointing. I ask for your provision, whatever it is that they need. Father, I release in the Spirit that they shall possess, Lord, that peace that passes all understanding, and they shall, in the midst of trial and battle, have a joy unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that it is working to produce a perfect work, that patience would have its perfect work in their lives, in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, Beloved, I know that you're weary and I know that you're tired. As my word declares, I invite you anew and afresh to come unto me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and I will lift you up above the storm. I shall carry you, says the Lord, as a shepherd carries its lamb. I shall bring you through this time, says the Lord, and you shall see that I will not fail you, and I will even make a way where there seems to be no way, says your God. Praise God. Well, this broadcast, again, as the time just flies as we come together in these few minutes, but I want to share just a passage of Scripture found in Joel, the second chapter, to just cover what God wants to do, I guess you could say. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And listen to this, beloved. This is a promise you can claim and stand on. And I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Well, I have nothing more to add over the word of the Lord. Praise God. The announcer will give you our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,